there is Austin Jen again. Steal by the Broncos of Florida Abbott. Gets it to the baseline, turns and kicks it out to the freshman Eckhout. Out top to the freshman Tomenheim. Driving the baseline, Abbott. Right side runner is good.
Tonight, it's the boys' quarterfinals in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Elm Creek. As the Amherst Broncos battle the Axtell Wildcats, and defending champ Loomis takes on Elm Creek. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Zach Johnson takes the inbounds. Top of the key, bounce pass down to Bartling. He tries to power up over stop Connie and does. Second bucket for Jake Bartling. 11-6, Elm Creek.
Tonight's winners advance to Friday semifinals at the Vero Event Center in Kearney, which you can hear on ESPN 1460. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Elm Creek right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Elm Creek High School. It is the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for our second quarterfinal of the night between the Elm Creek Buffaloes and the defending champion, Loomis Wolves. Already an upset tonight as Axtell rallies from 8, make it 9 down in the second half to defeat Amherst 42-39, holding the Broncos to a season-low 39 points in the contest. And so, the winner of this game, Loomis, you know, if they pull the upset, maybe a chance to get back to the finals. And Elm Creek now has to like their chances even more by taking on a 7 and then a 6 seed before getting to the finals, where they would love a rematch with Overton, who clipped them last time out in overtime after leading by 10 going into the fourth quarter. This is a good Elm Creek team, but earlier this season, it was all Elm Creek when they defeated Loomis by a score of 64-33. That was the first game coming out of the holiday break, and it was the guards that got the job done. Zach Crowley hit 4 threes in the game, and the inside presence wasn't much because Loomis does have some big boys. It's the guard play this year that have given them a little bit of problem handling pressure. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First of all, for Loomis, number 22 is a 6-foot junior, Kelly Thorell. Number 24, 6'1 junior, Evan Down. Number 30, 6-foot senior, Shane Sunquist. Number 32, 6'3" senior, Josh Gearson. And number 34, 6'6" senior, Matt Gray. The longtime coach of the Loomis Wolves is Steve Johnson, assisted by Casey Bergkup. But Loomis is only 5-10 on the season. Now, they've won 2 of their last 3, beating Alma and SEM, and lost to Axtell by 2 points. They lost to Elwood by 4, so they have been very competitive in their last 5 basketball games. For the Elm Creek Buffaloes, number 12 is a 6'1 senior, Zach Crowley. Number 20 is a 5'11" junior, Zach Johnson. Number 22, 6'2" sophomore is Nick Crowley. Number 30, 6'6" senior, Sean Smith. And number 40, 6'3" junior, Jake Bartley. Head coach of the Buffaloes, Tanner Cavity, assisted by Eric Griffin. Elm Creek is 9-7. Now, they have won 5 of their last 8 games, and the 3 teams they lost to, 17-0 Kennesaw, 12-5 Ravenna, 11-5 Overton, all on the road. And as we said, that loss to Overton came in overtime. So Elm Creek capable of beating anybody in the area, but as Coach Tanner Cavity told us earlier tonight, they're still looking to beat somebody, not anybody, somebody, and get that signature win. That signature win wouldn't be tonight. They're expected to win the ball game, and we'll see if they can get the job done. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark for New Tech Seed Lead Seed Needs. We'll be back with the opening tip right after this.
like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda with you here as we're ready to put the ball in the air. Jake Martling, the Jeff Center for Elm Creek, and Josh Earsom from Loomis. The green uniforms with the black numerals for Loomis, the home white with gold and dark blue trim for Elm Creek. The bus from left to right, Loomis from right to left as you mute along your radio dial. Brian Group ready to throw the ball up for the air and get this one underway, and the tip will be controlled by Elm Creek. And one of the officials blew the whistle here, and there wasn't anything wrong with that. They're going to re-jump it. Should just give the ball to Elm Creek. They had an inadvertent whistle. They're going to re-jump it here. So let's start over. Ryan Groupie tries again. Although the first one was perfect, then it doesn't matter, as Elm Creek wins the jump, and we are underway. And it looks like a 2-3 zone for Loomis to start things off, and immediately Bartley gets it down low, and he is rejected by Josh Earsom. I think it's all about 1-2 tonight for Loomis. They've had a lot of troubles this year. This is not the normal record for a Loomis Wolf team. Inbounds pass comes to Bartley. Catch and shoot all in one motion, and he's able to knock it down at Elm Creek as the first bucket of the basketball game. As Loomis will run the floor quickly, kick it out on the wing. That's Gray. Gray attacks, has it swatted out of there. Block shot by Sean Smith, and Elm Creek comes away with the basketball. It's Mick Crowley to Johnson into the corner for a three-pointer on the way. No good, and then it goes over the backboard on the Nick Crowley three. So we've gotten into this game quickly, and Loomis will have the basketball. First chance to see the Wolves this year. They've got some just basic uniforms, but that black on green, not exactly the easiest thing to see as they trot to the other end, as we joked, just getting older. Shane Sundquist with it. Sundquist gets it back up top to Kelly Thorell. Thorell holds the ball against the Elm Creek man-to-man defense. Driving on him, Sundquist to the free throw line, trying to bounce past it inside, and stepping in front, Zach Crowley will grab the loose ball, and a turnover, and then a walk on the other end as Elm Creek's Zach Johnson got caught in a crossover. So Loomis will take it back over here at midcourt. Earlier tonight, Wilcox-Hildreth, a 60-48 winner over Elwood, and Overton and Pleasanton just getting underway at Overton. And here it was Axtell 42, Amherst 39, and they'll get the winner of this game at the Viero Event Center Friday night. This half plays at 8, the Overton half plays at 6:15. Loomis moving the ball, gets it to the free throw line, open jumper by Thorell, no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Earsom. Earsom attacks the hoop, we've got a whistle. And our first foul of the game going against the Elm Creek Buffaloes. If the big boys inside, Bartling and Smith, get in a little bit of trouble, they still have some guys they can bring off the bench, but boy, that would really turn things around in this contest. The foul was called on Nick Crowley. And at the line to shoot two free throws is Josh Earsom, and he'll get the first one up and in as the Wolves are on the board. Kearney Catholic girls, an easy winner tonight over Ord. The Kearney Catholic boys playing St. Paul in the Luplac Conference Tournament. All of their quarterfinals are tonight, boys and girls. Second free throw, no good. Sean Smith with a rebound, and Loomis on the attack the other way. Pull up three for Zach Crowley. That's off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Earsom. And here comes Loomis. Fast break the other way, but Elm Creek gets back. Ball fake, driving in there to the baseline. Evan Dow cut off. Tries to get it off to Earsom, and he runs out of room. Stepped out of bounds. Loomis turns it over for the second time. Full court pressure being put on here by the Wolves. 2-2-1 trap. Coach Johnson hasn't had to adjust a lot. The philosophy seems to always work as Crowley's outlet pass is tipped and stolen away. Matt Gray getting a big paw out there. And Loomis will bring it into the front court. Open three, left wing. Sundquist buries it. Shane Sundquist hits the first three of the game. And Loomis will take a 4-2 lead. 2 minutes into the ball game, pressure on, and Zach Johnson breaks it 2-on-1, takes the pass and lays it in. Nice ball fake there by Zach Johnson. And gets the easy layup after the ball fake to tie it at 4. Handling the point, Matt Gray, the 6'6 senior, says, I don't want this hot pocket. Gets rid of it. Over to Sundquist. Out on the right wing and backing up with it is Dow. To Thorell. Back on the left wing to Dow. Trying to get something going inside, and any time they do, they're going to run into that two-post player system of Bartling and Smith. Loomis not afraid to shoot a three as they drive, dish it inside, and then getting a hand on it, Zach Crowley. And Loomis has their third turnover here in the first 3 minutes to Nick Crowley into the front court right corner. He'll put up the three. That one's good. First three-pointer of the game for Elm Creek. And they're up 7-4. Back-to-back buckets. And 5 in a row here for the Buffaloes. 7-4. 4:55 to go here in the first quarter of play. Elm Creek playing a good man-to-man defense. Loomis trying to spread it out, get it inside, and a reach-in foul called on Sean Smith. That'll be his first. Second foul here on Elm Creek. Of course, the season, amazingly enough, winding down for a lot of the girls' teams after this conference week. They've only got one game left. A couple of weeks away from sub-districts. We've got wrestling. Fort Kearney Conference Wrestling Tournament is this Thursday. Then, of course, right around the corner, districts and state. We've got it all covered here on Classic Hits 98.9 as Lane Asp checks into the ball game for Loomis. Hands it off to Earsom. Nowhere to go. Stops in the right-hand corner. Back out to Asp. Over to Sundquist. Sundquist, top of the circle, dribbles to the right wing. Needs some help. Has the ball tied up. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Loomis. Good defense out there by Nick Crowley. But it does change the way the possession arrow is pointed. Now checking in, Josh Taylor, a 5'9 sophomore for Loomis. Wolves basketball. And they call them out of bounds. They threw it into Sundquist. He threw it right back to Thorell. They said he hadn't stepped in bounds yet because he was the man that was taking it out. So just a little mental mistake there by the Wolves. Now they put that zone trap on. Elm Creek throws over the top of it. Crowley gets it to Gabe Hubbard, who's checked in. Hubbard into the right-hand corner, loses his dribble. Makes a nice bounce pass to Crowley at the right elbow. Reverses it left side to Zach Johnson. Skip pass over to Hubbard. Fakes the three, drives, pulls up from 11. Rolls off the front of the rim, no good. The ball's punched out of bounds by Bartling and will belong to Loomis. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney Elm Creek, Loomis, and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. Doug Goodar, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns from Elm Creek. It's the 58th annual Fort Kearney Conference Boys Basketball Tournament quarterfinal round, where Loomis is the defending champion, but a big underdog is the 7th seed this year. Elm Creek, an early 7-4 lead midway through the quarter as the ball is stripped away at the other end. Give the steal to Nick Crowley. 5 Loomis turnovers, and now coast-to-coast Zach Crowley, and he'll score. 9-4, 7 in a row here by the Buffaloes, and Loomis turns it over, throws it right underneath the hoop for a layup. Nick Crowley, not only is it turnover, it's a layup uncontested. And that's a tough one because Loomis, the reason they turned it over, they dropped the ball. Nobody was on them, and they were going to fall out of bounds. So Thorell up the floor, drops it on the baseline. Short jumper up and in by Josh Earsom. He's got 3 points, and that snaps the 9-0 run by Elm Creek. But they've got numbers again. Bartling pulls up from 7 off the glass, too strong. Rebound brought down by Thorell. Loomis outlet pass, and it's a beautiful steal by Zach Johnson. Gets it to his teammate Crowley, goes in and scores, but he was held before he got it to the hoop. That's almost an intentional foul there on Loomis because they flat out grabbed him. But what a job by Zach Johnson to dive into his own bench and save that basketball get the steal. Loomis, 7 turnovers in 5 minutes here. Foul called on Earsom. That's the first foul of the game on Loomis. And Elm Creek will get it underneath their own hoop. Johnson into Crowley. Zach on the left wing gets it into the paint. Bartling the pass tip, but Hubbard converges on it with Bailey Schoenefer, who just checked into the game. Back out to Zach Johnson. Johnson guarded out there by Taylor. Needs some help to Hubbard. The changes have kind of slowed things down here for Elm Creek. Schoenefer gets it back out of the right wing. Over to Crowley. Left hand with a jumper on the wing is Johnson, and Zach knocks it down. Second bucket for Johnson at Elm Creek, now starting to fill the cylinder, and a carry on Loomis up the floor. Loomis has got to settle down. The turnovers are killing him right now. That is 8, and we still have 2:30 to go in quarter number one, 13-6. The ironic thing was in our first game tonight, Axtell had twice as many turnovers as Amherst and still found a way to come back in the game and win. Hubbard, bounce pass right side. We got a kick on Loomis. Sundquist will make him reset it as they try to get it to Sean Smith on the right baseline. 2:22 to go, first quarter. Elm Creek 13 and Loomis 6. As the ball is tossed in by Gabe Hubbard, Crowley for the 3. That's too strong. Comes off hard. The rebound to Sean Smith. Back underneath Crowley. He's fouled. And Elm Creek with just a little more pep in their step right now. Zach will go to the line and shoot 2. That's just the 2nd foul on the Loomis Wolves. And it's called on Lane Asp, it looks like. And the first free throw by Crowley is bouncing around and in. First free throw of the game for the Buffaloes. 14-6. And the 2nd free throw now for Crowley. Nick is getting ready to check in for Zach if he makes it. And he missed it. The free throw comes down to Evan Dow. Across the timeline, Matt Gray with a left-hand dribble. Working on Smith. Kicks it back out top over the head of Morgan Patterson and out of bounds. And again, that's what's killing Loomis right there. That shouldn't have been that tough of a play, and that has been the story for Loomis so far this season. But when we were talking to Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep at halftime of our last game, he's going, you still don't want to play Loomis. They can put it together, you would seem, at any time. Into the ball game, Nick Mosk for Elm Creek. So Elm Creek sees a lot of players already here. Travel call. That'll be their 3rd turnover. And back over to Loomis Wolves. With Loomis stuck on 6 here. Sundquist a 3. Earsom with a bucket and a free throw. A lot of substitutions for a first quarter. Can't be tired. So a lot of substitutions here trying to get everybody involved in the game. A lot of a chess match, too. So as soon as Loomis puts somebody in, then Elm Creek counters. Bartling, Hubbard, along with Johnson. Also in the game, Nick Crowley and Nick Mostick. But Loomis has the ball at the top of the circle. With it is Matt Gray. Swings it over the right wing to Taylor. Taylor up top to Dow. Also in there is Sundquist. And they'll get it to him in the right-hand corner. Also Earsom on the floor for Loomis. Dribble penetration by Taylor. Cut off there, back out of the left wing to Dow. Down to the top of the circle to Sundquist. Shane, they get farther away from the hoop here, trying to open up that lane, and a walk called on the Loomis Wolves. 10th turnover of the first quarter. And we still have a minute 19 to go. For Elm Creek, they've almost got to be kicking themselves, forcing 10 turnovers and only have 14 points. Hubbard breaks the press, takes it out on the wing to Bartling. Great ball fake, got his man in the air, brings it in, and double team. Nice block by Josh Earsom. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll still be Elm Creek, but Earsom slides over to help out his teammate Matt Gray, who went for the ball fake that time. Inbounds pass to Bartling, then it's knocked away, out of bounds off of Elm Creek. Forcing the turnover is Josh Taylor. 4th turnover for the Buffaloes. Sundquist will take the inbounds pass here. Both crowds hoping for some offense. Sundquist dribbles it off his foot, almost went into the backcourt. He gathers it, and they'll reset it. Dow over to Earsom. Try to go low post. There's Gray. He grabs, he shoots, he scores. back Gray. Good grab of a low pass. And it's 14-8 Elm Creek. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Right down the middle of the floor. Here comes Crowley. He'll lay it up over the rim and in. Nice job by Nick Crowley. 7 points here. He was contested by Josh Earsom and was able to lay it over his outstretched hand. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Hubbard tips the ball. It goes out of bounds off of Elm Creek. As Josh Taylor was trying to track it down there for the Loomis Wolves. Been a long first quarter for not having any timeouts or a lot of fouls, a lot of dead balls. As Thorell re-enters here for the Wolves. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Throw it into the backcourt to Sundquist. They're just kind of dribbling play slowly across the timeline. They want to give and go here. It's not there, so out to Sundquist for the three. That one is too strong. Offensive rebound pulled down by Josh Earsom. 10 seconds to go. Back to Sundquist. Out top they go to Dow. Holds the ball with six. Back to Gray. Gray decides to dribble to Sundquist. 2 seconds. Forces the three. It is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. After one in the FKC quarterfinals, Elm Creek 16 and Loomis 8. We'll be right back.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. We're at the Fort Kearney Conference Boys Quarterfinal Tournament Action, ready to start the second quarter, and it'll be Elm Creek ball leading it by a score of 16-8. And they have been forcing two turnovers, 10 in the first quarter for Loomis. Travel on a ball fake three. Johnson faked the three, drove the baseline. They said no, and walks with a basketball. That's the fifth turnover for Elm Creek, who are led in scoring by Nick Crowley with 7 points. They were 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from three-point land. Loomis, 3 from Sundquist and Earsom, 1 of 3 from three-point land, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Rebound 6-2 in that first quarter. And here's a reach-in steal. Oh, there's going to be a foul. Yeah, good call by the official. Nick Crowley reached in and knocked it away, and then he just got a forearm in his side from Josh Earsom, and that is his second foul, the third here of the first half on Loomis. So a little frustration foul after the turnover, and Elm Creek gets the ball back. See who can get it turned around. Can Elm Creek take advantage of the turnovers and put some distance between the two, or will Loomis quit turning the ball over and get back in the game? Right elbow with it is Sean Smith. Gets it to Crowley. Back up top, Johnson. Bounce pass left corner to Nick Crowley. Throws through the lane to Zach, who cannot handle it cleanly, and it's going to be turned over. Up the floor comes Dow. Stops on the left wing, didn't have numbers. Up top he'll go to Earsom. Quick ball rotation to the right-hand corner. Down to the low block to Earsom. Turn around on Bartling. Bartling got a piece of it, and he'll come out of there with a basketball. Out of the wing to Crowley. Nick into the left-hand corner to Zach. Zach, one dribble through the double team. Back out of the wing to Nick. Back to Zach, over the top of this zone, through Johnson's hands and out of bounds. Just when he was starting to cut into the paint, the pass was released, and he had to jump pretty high, couldn't handle it. Turnovers, the name of the game here in our second contest. Earlier, Axtell, a 42-39 upset of Amherst. Also tonight, Wilcox Hildreth beat Elwood 60-48. Still looking for a score. There we go, Overton 20-7 at the end of one against Pleasanton. Inside, a little left-hand jumper will not go for Dow. Fight for the loose ball. And it's going to be Nick Crowley to put it down, pull it down. So Overton leading Pleasanton 20-7. Overton, if they can take care of that number one seed like they should tonight, they will play Wilcox Hildreth Friday at 6:15. And Crowley with the three, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Shane Sundquist, and as he brings the ball to the floor, he's got a blocking foul called on the Buffaloes. That is just the third foul of the half. Team fouls are even at three apiece. Zach Crowley picked up his first personal foul. And Loomis will take the inbound. Sundquist, crossover to the right side, working on Crowley. High post, right elbow, they'll go to Dow. Dow back on the wing, up top to Asp, who has just checked back in. To Matt Gray, throws through the lane, and it's too much traffic, stolen away by Nick Crowley, the 12th Loomis turnover. Gabe Hubbard back in, gets it to Johnson. Down low, they finally get it to Bartling. He used his dribble up, so Crowley cuts, gets it to him, but he's fouled. Nick will go to the line. Zach will go to the line to shoot two. He's the only player that shot free throws tonight for Elm Creek. So they got it to Bartling, and they didn't even double down on him. But they left that lane kind of watching where he was, sagged on him, and a good cut there caused the foul on Kelly Thorell, his first. And the free throw, in and out for Zach Crowley. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk with Axtell coach Andy Klepper about their win tonight. Also give you the first half stats and other scores. Both free throws missed by Crowley. Rebound brought down by Shane Sundquist. Into the front court to Asp on the right side. Loomis needing some offense. And that's been the story a lot of the year here for the Wolves. Trying to find a way to score points. A team that you're just used to seeing getting the 60s, having trouble getting into the low 40s this year. 16-8, Elm Creek. We played 3 minutes of the second quarter, and not a single point has been added to the board. Asp with it on the right wing. Back up top, he'll go to Gray. Try to force it inside. Ball deflected by Hubbard. It goes out of bounds off of Elm Creek. But Hubbard gets a finger on it. And Coach Cavaney says, I want to see how my team responds. They were up 15 in the second half against Overton, 10 to start the fourth quarter last week on Friday night, and lost in overtime. And now Loomis throws the ball away. From underneath their own hoop, they throw it to midcourt. And as you see, the high school kids so often do, they're afraid that it's over and back. And they just throw it back behind their head, and out of bounds it goes. And indeed, you can let that ball go in the backcourt. Didn't happen. And it will be Elm Creek ball. They have turned stagnant as well. Hubbard, he'll pull up and try the three. Got it. Gabe Hubbard with his first points of the ball game. And with 4:35 to go here in the second quarter, a timeout called by Loomis. Officially 4:36 to go, second quarter of play. It is Elm Creek leading Loomis 19-8. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney or right here at the Elm Creek concession stand. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back to High School Hoops. 4:30 to go now in the second quarter. 19-8 in favor of Elm Creek. And Loomis has the basketball. Nebraska just underway with Minnesota. We'll give you that in a minute. As Asp fires up the three, it's no good. Offensive rebound down low. Back up and in by Matt Gray. His second bucket off of his first rebound of the ball game. 19-10 in favor of the Buffaloes. Minnesota scores the first 7 points of the game. They lead Nebraska 7-2, 3 minutes in. Minnesota trying to snap a four-game losing streak here. Nice drive. Crowley lays it up on the assist from Bartling. And Zach now with 5 points of the ball game, 21-10, Buffaloes. But the time continues to click away here. Had a long first quarter with a lot of dead balls, as we told you, a lot of inbounds, not necessarily a lot of fouls, just a lot of inbounds plays that slowed things down. And Loomis so far just 10 points here at Elm Creek. Pass the right wing, slipping by the defender, taking the 15-footer and nailing it over on the right wing is Josh Taylor. And the sophomore gets his first bucket. Back and forth, Elm Creek gets to Crowley. Zach to the baseline, Bartling. Back out to Nick. Skip pass over to Hubbard, and he throws it into the Loomis bench. So the eighth turnover for Elm Creek, and Loomis will get the ball back. Out on the floor, Asp, Taylor, along with Sundquist, Gray, and Thorell. Trailing 21-12, trying to work their way back into it by halftime, 3 minutes to go. With it is Taylor, needs some help, lost the dribble into the corner, Kelly Thorell on the right-hand side. Working on the dribble against Bartling. There's a nice wraparound to Asp, who takes it at Bartling, and Bartling blocked it off of him and out of bounds. So it'll belong to Elm Creek. Jake Bartling with his second block, and Elm Creek will inbound it. 21-12 Buffaloes, 2:45 to go here before halftime. Overton was up by 13 against Pleasanton after one quarter. High post, get it to Zach Crowley, one dribble back out to Hubbard. Dribble penetration over to Nick Crowley. Steps through the double team. Takes it to the rack. Off the square and good. Nice play by Nick Crowley, who now has 9 points. It's 23-12 Elm Creek. Loomis quickly into the front court. Taylor gets it to the trailer. That's Gray. He attacks the low block left side. The one-hand jumper up and in. Matt Gray, bigger than everybody else that was on him. Baseball pass down to Hubbard. And then he tried to get it back out to Crowley. And going for the steal, Matt Gray called for the foul. He had it in his hands momentarily, but lost it and ran into Crowley. That'll be his first foul. 15th foul here on Loomis. And back into the ball game will be Evan Dow and Morgan Patterson for Coach Steve Johnson. 23-14, Buffaloes with the ball and the lead. Short toss into Gabe Hubbard in the front court. Nothing off the inbounds. They're just setting up their offense. Zach Johnson with it back over to Hubbard. 2 minutes to go before halftime and the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Zach Crowley passes up the three at the top of the key. Now gets in the paint. Good ball fake around the defender. Lays it up and in. Boy, took it right at Matt Gray and got him to bite on the ball fake. And the biggest lead, once again, 11. They've been playing back and forth between 9 and 11 here. After hitting a three to start the second quarter. Sundquist with it on the right wing. Nobody over there, and I think he's used his dribble. Now a jump pass that is somehow grabbed by Patterson. Morgan gets it back over to Sundquist. Top of the circle with it is Evan Dow. He dribbles between two defenders, puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound, off balance, and good job there by Matt Gray to gather himself and score again. He's got 6 points here in the quarter, keeping Loomis in it. Now Bartling's open at the other end, and he'll get the easy layup. Some good passes here the last couple of possessions. 27-16, back and forth we go. So took a while to get some points here. Now we're going back and forth. Gray, double team, goes up and has his shot blocked out of bounds from behind by Zach Crowley. So the shorter Elm Creek team is getting the better of it in the block shot department. 1 minute to go before halftime, and Loomis will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Gray to throw it in, and again in the backcourt, and an over and back on Loomis. This is the second time they've let that happen. 14th turnover by the Wolves. So a break for Elm Creek. They didn't have to do anything, and Loomis just gave them the ball. Back in is Bailey Schoenhofer. Back over the left side of the key is Crowley. Between the circles to Hubbard. Hubbard has his pass stolen away. Sundquist with a nice pick, trying to go coast-to-coast, does, and lays it up in traffic and scores. Shane Sundquist with 5 points, 27-18. Still 35 seconds to go in the half. Johnson loses his dribble, and his pass is stolen away. Josh Taylor gets it, and then Loomis throws it away in transition. It brings Coach Steve Johnson to his knees over there in front of the Loomis bench. They needed a play like that, back-to-back steals and layup to get them within 7, but instead it's still 9, and now Elm Creek can play for the last shot. 25 seconds to go as they get it in to Nick Crowley. Over to Schoenhofer. They're not going to waste any time as Bailey tries, but it goes off his leg. 3 straight turnovers here for Elm Creek. 7 to the quarter. Sundquist to the other end. He'll put it up off the iron. 3 times it won't go. Got it back. And then it rolls off the rim again and will not go. Rebound brought down by Zach Crowley. 5 seconds midcourt. Zach to the top of the circle. Off balance 3. Banked it in, and we go to the half. Oh, what a change at the end of the second quarter. A chance to cut it to 7 for Loomis. Missed 3 inside 5 feet. And then Crowley banks in a 3. So the lead is now 12. At halftime, it is the Elm Creek Buffaloes 30 and the Loomis Wolves 18. You're listening to the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to Elm Creek with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. Time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Halftime of our second quarterfinal here at Elm Creek. It is Elm Creek 30 and Loomis 18. Overton at halftime has a 39-16 lead over Pleasanton. Earlier tonight, Wilcox Hildreth a 60-48 win over Elwood. And earlier tonight here on Classic Hits, Axtell with the upset of Amherst 42-39. They were led tonight by Brant Runge with 13 points, Jordan Miller 10 points and 8 rebounds. Connor Wells, I had it for 9 boards. And the big stat in this game, even bigger than Axtell's turnovers, was Amherst going 0 of 15 from three-point land. And Coach Andy Klepper joins us here. And Coach, congratulations on a nice win. 4 in a row now for your ball club.
Yeah, I just felt like if we could just get on a little roll here going into conference, that it would give our guys some confidence. And obviously I think these 3 wins prior to this has done that for us. And then tonight was just a battle. Very well-coached team for Amherst. They played hard. And we were just hoping those long threes for them didn't fall, and they didn't tonight.
Obviously, if you didn't look at the score and you just looked at all the other stats here, you'd say that maybe you guys were in trouble a little bit until you looked at their threes. You turned it over twice as many times tonight, but it wasn't necessarily against the Amherst press. They wanted to play up-tempo. You wanted to slow it down a little bit, and the tempo was yours tonight for the most part.
Yeah, we really preached to the kids that we didn't really want to run with them. We know that's what Amherst really wants to do. So we really tried to slow it down. They really, their defense pressure really got to us with those turnovers. Second half I thought was a little bit better. We still had them, but we tried to cut it in half a little bit. But they're a tough team. And like I said, they're not going to go 0 for 15 or whatever it is from threes. So we know that we got a little help from them also.
You battled on the boards as well, and some of that came from some of the guys that came off the bench tonight.
Oh, yeah. A couple guys really stepped in. Adam Lundeen, freshman, came in, hit 2 big shots. We're still working with him a little bit on his defense, so I still give him a hard time about that. But he really came in, played pretty calm. I think helped settle us down on offense. I thought Brant did a great job of making sure we started to get in our offense a little bit. He had to move over to our point guard spot. And then, Jordan's always leading us out there, being a senior.
Well, let's get a look at coming back and getting to play 2 more games at this time of the season. That's always important, win, lose, or draw. Of course, you want to win. But Elm Creek up by 12 here. You beat Wilcox Hildreth, who's already over there. Overton, I'm looking at the wrong sheet here, sorry. But you're going to take on a team maybe in Elm Creek. If they can hold on to this, tell us what happened and what you're looking at in that matchup.
Oh, really? I think the first time we played them, we just kind of got careless with the basketball, turned it over. I think probably the thing that's changed the most with us is I think we found an identity on defense, and that's just going solid man and in-your-face defense and I think the two guys that really turned it around for us was our seniors, Connor and Jordan. They've really turned into shutdown defenders. Jordan, I feel we can put him on any guy in the conference, whether he's a post or guard, and he's going to have a bad night tonight. So, and really, Connor's come along, too. His offense is starting to come along, and I think that started with his defense.
We're talking with Andy Klepper, coach of the Axtell Wildcats. Andy, you look at some of the games early, big margins, you're getting better, and maybe some of that's also post-defense. You're not exactly the tallest team. You can kind of see the teams that took care of you handily. I had some pretty good post players. Elm Creek has that as well.
Yeah. Well, what you didn't see tonight, we kind of changed it up. We do have some pretty good posts, some tall posts. They just didn't play a whole lot tonight because we know Amherst is dribble drive and kick, and they're always shooting threes. So we went with a little smaller lineup, but, you know, Sturgis, he's about 6'2", freshman, and Marcus Kring is also another tall guy. So we do have some height. We do have some other guys. Cody came back after an ankle tonight, so we do have some pretty good post players. And like I said, Jordan, he can always guard a post if we need him to.
I'll tell you what, that Cody Nickel, he's going to be something to watch. He is intense and plays the game hard. And take your jacket to the Vieira Event Center because it's still a little cool in there in January and February. But Andy, congratulations to you and the guys, and we'll see you guys on Friday.
All right, thanks. Thanks for your coverage.
You bet. Axtell wins it tonight by a score of 42-39. And at halftime of our second game, Elm Creek leads Loomis 30-18. We'll look at the numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at the first half numbers we have. First off, for Loomis, Josh Taylor, 2 points and a rebound. Kelly Thorell, a rebound. Evan Dow, a rebound. Shane Sundquist, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Josh Earsman, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. And Matt Gray, 8 points, 2 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Been to the line one time, going 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers for Loomis, 10 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Foul situation, Earsom the only player with 2. 18 points, 11 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 15 turnovers for the Loomis Wolves. For Elm Creek, Gabe Hubbard hit a 3-point bucket for his total. Zach Crowley is the leading scorer. He has 10 points and 1 rebound. He also has a block. Zach Johnson, 4 points. Nick Crowley has 9 points and a rebound. Sean Smith, 2 rebounds. And Jake Bartling, 4 points and 2 block shots. Not a lot of rebounding in there for Elm Creek. 2 in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second, including the banked in 3 at the half. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Had it not been for that banked in 3, Elm Creek we'll be looking at those turnovers that slowed them down. Nobody with more than one foul. 30 points, 4 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from 3-point land, 4 block shots and 11 turnovers. Elm Creek leads it 30-18 at the half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. The second half is next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's in Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And Lewis will get the ball to start the second half. They are trailing in this one 30-18. Trying to lob it inside. The ball will be deflected away. And a turnover for Loomis. Not the way that they were hoping to start. Elm Creek with the basketball. Crowley to the baseline to Johnson. Johnson to Smith. Back to Crowley. Crowley drives. And Nick will lay it over the front of the rim and in for his 11th point. 32-18, the largest lead of the game now for Elm Creek at 14. Loomis to the baseline. Evan Dow can't get inside, so they'll kick it back out. Sundquist into the left-hand corner. Three-pointer on the way. It is no good. And fighting for the loose ball, Sundquist picks it up off the floor. They better get out of the lane. There's going to be a three-second. No, there's a kick as they tried to pass it out of there. Other scores for you that we have. It is Kearney Catholic boys leading St. Paul at the half, 42-19. Loup City leading Ravenna, 26-16, halftime of the boys' game. So there you go. Could be a little crazy there with an upset. But Loup City playing well. They beat Burwell. Here's another turnover. Loomis gives it up. And Elm Creek up the floor to Crowley. Zach in the left-hand corner. Inside to Smith, back outside. Loomis gets a hands on it and deflects it away. So it looks like it'll be Pleasanton and Wilcox-Hildreth at 6:15 Friday. And Elm Creek has the lead. The winner gets Axtell at 8 o'clock. Here's Crowley, top of the key. Three off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Earsom off Zach's miss. And Loomis with the ball quickly down the floor. Dow has it stuffed right back at him by Zach Crowley, but he gets it back and scores underneath. Picking up the loose ball, Matt Gray. Gets Loomis on the board here in the second half. 32-20 Elm Creek. 6:05 to go, third quarter. Johnson being pestered up high. Now the ball picked off. Going the other way is Sundquist, and he will put it up contested. It goes off to hard. Rebound brought down by Sean Smith. Smith up ahead to Crowley. Tries to get it to Bartling. Throws it behind him, and he can't quite grab it. With that back hand, out of bounds it goes, and Gabe Hubbard will check in. A lot of basketball action going on tonight. Most of it, boys. Twin Valley does have their girls' games going on. By the way, Nebraska trailing 25-15 to Minnesota with 9 minutes, make it 25-18 with just under 9 minutes to go. Shot up by Earsom, no good. Gray and Zach Crowley are tied up. Jump ball, arrow points the way of Elm Creek. Virginia knocked off North Carolina State tonight, 58-55. Ohio State beat Wisconsin, 58-49. Wichita State at home trailing Indiana State, 50-43 midway through the second half. Here, Bartling has it on the low post. Takes it back out top. Good ball fake. Johnson, free throw line jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Thorell. Outlet pass here, Loomis. Sundquist takes it in. The left-hand runner is good. Shane now with 7 points. 32-22, Loomis trying to find some energy here. Could we see a second comeback tonight? Axtell did it in the opener. Long three by Hubbard. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound to Sundquist. Off to the races. All the way in. Left-handed layup. Can't finish. Offensive rebound. Earsom back up and in. Three straight buckets by Loomis to cut it from 14-8. 32-24 Elm Creek. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter of play. Zach Johnson out front. They're extending that zone a little bit. Johnson trying to make him pay out of the right wing to Crowley. His pass is deflected out of bounds. And Elm Creek will throw it in again. Girls semifinals Thursday night in the FKC at the Bureau Events Center. Loomis the top seed, and they will take on Eustace Farnham at 6:15. Amherst and Axtell girls will play at 8. And again, those will be on ESPN 1460. and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kearney girls beat Hastings earlier tonight. The boys game currently on PlatteRiverPreps.com as another steal is made here by the Loomis Wolves. Coming out of there with it, Josh Taylor, who just checked in. Big possession here, and what does Loomis do? They turn it over, and then they don't grab it. It ends up as a Gabe Hubbard layup. That's a big swing there. They thought it was going out of bounds, and Hubbard hustled to the ball, and the lead is back out to 10. Things coaches never like to see. Too many turnovers tonight, 18 for Loomis. Now Earsom drives, and a charge going to be called on Earsom. That could have went either way. Crowley kind of stuck over there. Not sure he was really set, but Earsom will be called for his third personal foul. That's the first foul of the half on either team. Comes with 3:56 to go here in quarter number three. 34-24 Elm Creek. And that run by Loomis, that's what we were talking about earlier tonight with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. They can do that, and if Elm Creek doesn't find a way to put them away here, Loomis could put another one of those runs together and be right back in it. Hubbard with it up top. That defense is moving a little bit quicker here. Bartling kind of a non-factor inside. Is basically getting rebounds or second-chance opportunities. And as we say that, he gets free. He turns and he misses the shot. Got his own rebound. And then he's fouled and made the bucket. And they're going to give him the bucket. So Bartling, 6 points. And that was actually, according to my book, his first rebound of the ball game, which is insane. And a timeout will be called here by the Loomis Wolves. So they were down 8 with the ball. Now they are down 12 with a free throw coming up for Elm Creek. We'll take a break. 36-24 Elm Creek. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball and to Elm Creek Athletic Director Lindsey Cutter. Thanks for making Classic Hits 98.9 your choice for high school sports. As we come out of the timeout, and Jake Bartling will hit the free throw to complete the three-point play and make it 37-24 in favor of Elm Creek. At the other end, Loomis, a quick shot. It is no good. Zach Crowley gets the rebound. So just as soon as Loomis got back into it, they put themselves out of it with a couple of misses and turnovers. Hubbard for three. That is going to be no good. Rebound ripped down there by Loomis. And Thorell, quick long pass down the floor for a three. Sundquist, no good. Rebound brought down by Crowley. Knocked out of Zach's hands, but it is saved by Bartling. And Elm Creek will maintain possession. 37-24 Elm Creek, 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. Hubbard gets it out to Crowley. Zach down to the baseline. Johnson's there. Tries to make one extra pass when it looked like he had the shot. Driving in Zach Crowley. Puts the jumper up over Gray. No good. Bartling tips it alive to Nick Crowley. Jumper no good. Hubbard. And the rebound brought down by Gray, his fourth. Long outlet pass into the front court. Morgan Patterson came in during the timeout. Working around the perimeter. Loomis needing another bucket here. After 5 straight points put up by Elm Creek, gets him a 13-point lead. Give and go, but getting it is going to be Johnson, and they call him for a double dribble, say he didn't cleanly steal the basketball. Earlier tonight, Axtell 42-39 over Amherst. They were down by as many as 9 in the third quarter, cut it to 1 going into the fourth, and when they took the lead, they never relinquished it. Multiple substitutions now for both ball clubs, as it will be Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. And Gray to throw it in. Lobs it out to Dow and throws it right to Elm Creek. Nice job by Nick Mostick. 19th turnover for Loomis. And it will be Elm Creek basketball. Sean Smith into the right-hand corner. Back up top to Johnson. Lobs it into Smith. He's there for the layup. Sean with his first bucket of the ball game. 39-24, Elm Creek now up by 15, and they have scored 7 in a row to thwart the Loomis run. Sundquist over on the right wing to Asp. So Asp Patterson, Sundquist, along with Gray and Dow. Loomis tries the pick and roll again and cannot make the connection. Turnover number 20. Gray is out and Earsom is in for Loomis. So good job by Elm Creek to answer that little run. And they have this game in control for the moment. They have held to Loomis to just 24 points in the contest. Hubbard with it. Gives it over to Schonifer, who checks in. Schonifer back to Nick Mostick. So Coach Cavani using a little deeper bench here in the final 90 seconds of the third quarter. He did this earlier. Mostick right corner, skip pass the left wing to Hubbard. Quickly rotated back around to the right. Another skip pass. This gets into the corner. Crowley for three. In and out, no good by Zach. And the rebound is run down there by Loomis's Josh Earsom. Fast break the other way. A little jumper, no good by Dow. Rebound by Sundquist. And a foul called on the Buffaloes. Loomis 5 and 10 of the season. Elm Creek is 9 and 7. Loomis, the defending conference champions. They are the 7th seed this year. And they had to defeat SEM on Saturday, 48-31, just to get to this game. Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it up top again. And going up to grab it is Kelly Thorell. Thorell, Schonifer on there reaching. And so he'll dish it off to Earsom. Back out top to Sundquist. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Good defense here by the Buffaloes. Loomis can't get the ball inside, so they decide to drive. Thorell stops at the free throw line. Makes a nice bounce pass to Earsom. Reverse way up is good. Josh Earsom on the assist from Thorell. When he got by the two defenders, had to make a nifty move to throw up a two-hand reverse layup. 39-26. Sundquist gets a hand on the pass. It goes out of bounds off of Elm Creek. One young man that has been playing hard the whole way, doesn't matter what color uniform he's got on, it's Shane Sundquist. But the scoreboard not in Loomis's favor right now. 39-26 Elm Creek, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. So neither game tonight has been an offensive explosion, and Loomis throws it away. Again, Sundquist is going to simply fire it into the corner, and his teammate took off just as he started to throw it. So 12 seconds here remain in the quarter for Elm Creek to get a shot. Schonifer will get it in. Shouldn't be a problem as he goes to Zach Johnson. They try to double him when he gets to the timeline. Dribbles around him. Throws it into the corner. Three-pointer Nick Crowley. It's off the mark. Zach got the rebound, and he got hacked. Zach Crowley, who banked in a three at the end of the second quarter, was trying to get a nifty putback at the end of the third, and he'll be fouled by Josh Earsom. That is his fourth personal foul. That's only the fourth total foul on the teams combined here in the third quarter. At the line, Zach Crowley. He's just one of four, but he makes that one for his first point of the half and his 11th of the game. 1.4 remaining here in the third quarter. If Loomis gets any kind of a chance to chuck a long one. Second free throw, Crowley. It is up, and it is in. Loomis tosses it in. Sundquist throws one up, contested, and it is well short. That is the end of the third quarter of play. Elm Creek has this one under control at the moment. Buffaloes 41, Loomis 26 in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about the Wealth Builder Loan Program and online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good luck, area athletes.
Into the final quarter of action tonight here at Elm Creek. And the ball will belong to Loomis, down by 15. They've been to the line one time in this basketball game. See if that changes here in the fourth quarter. Matt Gray from the right corner to the left corner. Sundquist three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound to Josh Taylor. Second chance opportunity here as he tracks it down to the corner. Now a corner jumper from 17, Gray, no good. Rebound, fingertip grab by Nick Crowley. Outlet pass to Johnson. Johnson finds Hubbard underneath the hoop. Hits the rim, no good. Might have been partially blocked, and Matt Gray gets his fifth rebound. Down at the other end, Dow is there, and he is rejected by Nick Crowley. Elm Creek has done a good job. A lot of block shots and not a lot of fouls in the paint. Hubbard up the floor. Gives it off there to Johnson. Johnson drives, gives it off to Bartley underneath. He's fouled. He scores, and a chance for a three-point play for Jake Bartling. He now has 9 points in the basketball game. Zach Crowley has 12. Nick has 11. And substitution here for Loomis. The foul called on Matt Gray will be his second. Fourth team foul of the half. And Jake Bartling, one of one at the line, goes for his second three-point play opportunity here. And it's up and in. So 10 points now for Bartling. And it's 26, an 18-point lead, the largest of the game. Elm Creek, good defense. Earson drives on Bartling. He's fouled, and the shot is no good this time. Two free throws, though, coming up for Josh Earson. He shot two free throws in the first quarter, and those have been the only attempts by the Wolves all night long. For Elm Creek, they are 5 of 8 at the free throw line. The foul called on Bartling, his first, and the free throw is no good. 6:50 remains in this contest. At the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coach interview and more. Second free throw, no good. Rebound grabbed by Zach Johnson. Johnson up the floor to Crowley. Nick gets it into the corner to Hubbard. Back over to Johnson, spots up for the three and hits it. Zach Johnson with his first point since the first quarter. And Elm Creek has put it away, 47-26. 6.5 to go. Terrell knocked out of his hands. Well, Loomis, you can't say it's been a long time since they've been out of the conference semifinals because they had some lean years, just kind of a cycle ago, three, four, five years ago. But they were really strong, got back on top, won it all last year. But not to be here this season. Even though a lot of upperclassmen in the lineup, Sundquist makes a nice spin move, ducks through the double team, and finger rolls it up and in for his 9th point of the basketball game. So Matt Gray 10, Sundquist 9, Earson 7, and they have 26 of the 28 Loomis points. Hubbard into the front court, avoids the trap, gives it into the right-hand corner to Zach Crowley, back up top Johnson. Johnson tries to get it inside. Bartling makes a nifty catch. Turnaround jumper, though, comes up short, and Gray has his 6th rebound of the game. He'll actually dribble it all the way up. Find Sundquist on the weak side. Dump it into the corner to Earson for the 3. It is way off the mark that time. And the rebound brought down by Zach Crowley, his 6th. 3-point shooting. Loomis is 1 of 8. And Elm Creek is 4 of 13 after that last make. Bartley outside the arc. Jake, a couple of dribbles. Gives it off to Crowley. Spreading the floor here a little bit. Give and go. Bartling inside. The layup for Zach Crowley. He's got 14. So the points coming a little easier here over the last 4 minutes for Elm Creek. As Thorell gives it up top to Josh Earson. Swings it over to the strong side to Taylor. Now a three-pointer on the way. No good, Sundquist. And the rebound brought down by Crowley again. Zach with 6 rebounds here in the second half. Top of the circle, Johnson swings it out for a three-pointer. Nick Crowley, that's going to come up short, no good. And getting out of there with the rebound is going to be Loomis, but picked the pocket of Josh Taylor. And going in for the layup, a block shot by Matt Gray to deny Johnson. And a foul called on Loomis. Going for the loose ball, Gabe Hubbard grabbed it. And Sundquist will be called for his first foul of the game. And people all over the place. A lot of hands on hips right now, and we're going to see about 5 new guys coming in for the two teams combined. 4:41 to go. It's Elm Creek 49 and Loomis 28 here in the Fort Kearney Conference Boys quarterfinals. So it looks like Elm Creek will play Axtell, and they thumped them pretty good earlier this month, 67-33. But as we said, Axtell seems to be playing their best ball of the year. We'll see if they can give them a game on Friday night. And as Crowley drives. He puts the jumper up off the square. And another two for Nick. He now has 13. So Nick and Zach seem to just be exchanging buckets when one score than the other one does. And Thorell walked with a basketball at the other end. Checking in, Schoenefer for Elm Creek. After three quarters of play, it is Overton 45 and Pleasanton 31. Pleasanton goes on a 15-6 run in the third quarter. Overton up 45-31 after three over at Overton. Here's a steal by Loomis, and Sundquist will score. Stole it, then just hit the pull-up jumper. He now has 11 points. That is the 16th turnover for Elm Creek compared to 23 for Loomis. 51-30, Buffaloes in the lead midway through the fourth. Here's Hubbard for three, right-hand corner, rainbow in. Second three of the game for Hubbard. He's got eight. And it's 54-30, Elm Creek. Loomis ball in the right-hand corner, still fighting. Give and go. There's Ears. Somebody missed the short runner. And the ball deflects out to Schoenefer. And Elm Creek will have it again. And then a walk in the backcourt. Good defense there by Kelly Thorell. He snuck up on Zach Johnson, made him shuffle the feet. Again, a reminder, every single game we do on the radio, no matter what the sport, is also on the web. You can hear it anywhere in the World Wide Web area. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also, the podcasts of the games are up almost immediately after the contest, within just a few minutes. Those are free to listen to and to download. And for the games that I broadcast, we always have photos up from a variety of games around the area, and you'll have photos of tonight's doubleheader on Platte River Preps later tonight, as the ball is tipped and stolen away by Sean Smith on the entry pass into the lane to Hubbard. He fires it down there, tries to get it to Mostick, and the ball deflected off of Mostick by Earson. And it will be three straight turnovers here for Elm Creek. Not three straight, they mixed in that three-point bucket, but three of their last four possessions. And up the floor, we've got a hand-check foul called on Schoenefer of Elm Creek. Bailey with his first. That's only the third foul of the half here on Elm Creek, who will improve to 10-7. And again, Elm Creek, D1 this year. Listen to the teams that they have lost to. State-rated Southern Valley, undefeated Kearney Catholic, Gibbon, who's been in and out of the rankings, undefeated Kennesaw, Ravenna, a perennial power, and then to Overton, the top team in the conference, as Sundquist puts up the shot. So this is a team that could look for that signature win. Sean Smith with the rebound. Now stolen away by Loomis. Thorell goes in and has it swatted away by Zach Crowley. We're off to the races. 2-on-2. Hubbard gives it off and gets it right back. Now he's stuck in the right-hand corner, so couldn't finish that after the nice block shot. But it's still Elm Creek ball. Schoenefer out at midcourt. Finds Gabe Hubbard. Give and go. Crowley, beautiful pass to the baseline. Bostic's there. Open layup. Good. Nicks in the scorebook. And it's 56-30. Loomis quickly runs to the other end with Morgan Patterson. Patterson, nowhere to go inside. So kicks it back out to Thorell. Thorell, one dribble, back out to Earsom. Earsom attacks the right baseline below us and has to throw it back out top to Sundquist. Elm Creek packs that in on the man-to-man. Little give and go to Sundquist. Turnaround jumper on the low block. No good. Offensive rebound. Earsom forces his way back into the play and draws the foul. Now, Earsom got the rebound right underneath the backboard and had to force his way back to get a shot attempt. And he drew the foul. Josh, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Foul is on Sean Smith, his second. And the free throw here by Earsom is on the way, and it's no good. 1 of 5 from the line right now for Josh. And Elm Creek going to the bench. Number 0, Devin Hollowell checks in. Austin Stolp checks in. Jake Fields checks in. Still out there for the moment, Gabe Hubbard and Zach Crowley with a minute 56 to go, and this one has been over since halftime. That was a 12-point lead, but the closest Loomis got was 8. Missed the free throw, Zach Crowley with his 8th rebound. Pressure in the backcourt, they'll break it. Hubbard to Crowley, and a timeout going to be called here by Elm Creek to get a couple more players in. 1:45 to go in the game. It is Elm Creek 56, Loomis 30. We'll be right back.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek.
So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Elm Creek turns the ball over out of the timeout, and so Loomis will get it back with multiple new players in there. There's Seth Beisner into the ball game. Also in is Jack Allen for the Wolves. To the baseline, it's Garrett Stopper. Those are all freshmen, and the ball gets kicked out of bounds. Also out there for Loomis remaining is Morgan Patterson. And also staying out there, Josh Taylor. For Elm Creek, bringing the ball up the floor will be Jake Fields. Hollowell is out there, swing it to the right side to Tyrone Hubbard. Inside, also Austin Stolp is in the game, and Eli Oreta on the floor. Loomis tries to knock the ball away, and Oreta is able to save it, but he's run over. And a foul called on Loomis, as the youngsters know. Conference tournament, no JV game, so trying as hard as they can. Morgan Patterson banged his knee there on the floor. As he gets up, he tries to shake it off. Minute to go in the game, 56-30 Elm Creek. They will play Axtell Friday night at 8 o'clock, guaranteeing them two games. And they all are trying to take care of the Axtell Cats that upset Amherst tonight and then move on to the finals where they hope Overton's waiting. On the low block, turnaround jumper for Elm Creek. It's no good by Stolp. Offensive rebound, back up and in by Hubbard. Tyrone, the big fella, got the long rebound, puts it up and in. Patterson at the other end has it stolen away by Oreta. 25 seconds to go. Oreta gets it up to Fields. Fields tries to find Hubbard, and it goes past him and out of bounds. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Stay with us as Lane Swartwood checks in. Kearney Catholic 52-35 over St. Paul at the end of the third quarter in the Lou Platt boys. Kearney Catholic girls an early winner. Kearney girls beat Hastings tonight as the jumper by Patterson hits the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Jake Fields. Elm Creek won't get a shot away, and this game is over. The Elm Creek Buffaloes continually pull away and defeat the Loomis Wolves for the second time this season tonight, 58-30. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show. All the numbers, coach interview, and more. Stay with us on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, and Elm Creek.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to Elm Creek, where it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. hard to talk about it now, but in a month from now, most basketball teams and wrestling squads will have their seasons in the book. So if it's a track or any spring sport, MISCOs can take care of you. Take care of you as they do all the time at MISCO Sports. Well, the Loomis Wolves only had four players score tonight and struggled to get the ball in the hoop against this Elm Creek athletic team that has something to prove. And today, 58-30, Elm Creek picks up the win. They will take on Axtell, a 42-39 winner over Amherst tonight. Also tonight, Wilcox-Hildreth beat Elwood 60-48, and Overton was up double digits against Pleasanton in the fourth quarter. We do not have a final on that as of yet. Let's take a look at the final numbers here for the Loomis Wolves. Josh Taylor, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Kelly Thorell, 3 rebounds. Evan Dow, 1 rebound. Shane Sundquist led the team with 11 points, 6 rebounds. Josh Earsom, 7 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. And Matt Gray, 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 block. 11 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Wolves. They made their first one and missed their next 8 turnovers. 15 in the first half and 12 more in the second half of play. Loomis had 18 points at halftime. They were held to 12 in the second half. And the Wolves will finish with 30 points, 26 rebounds. 1 out of 6 from the free throw line, 1 of 9 from 3-point land. They had 3 blocked shots but 27 turnovers, and Loomis will fall to 5-11 on the season. And coming up after the conference tournament, at least they get to be at home, and they play 3 teams whose records are just not as good as Loomis's. Even though Loomis is 5-11, they return to action hosting Eustis Farnham on the 5th. They have 3 wins. Then Pleasanton and Maxwell come in. Those 3 teams have a combined 8 wins. So maybe Loomis can get something turned around and finish the regular season on a high note with 2 or 3 wins. We'll take a break and look at Elm Creek's numbers, get a chance to chat with Coach Tanner Cavaney right after this on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. We'll talk with head coach Tanner Cavaney of Elm Creek in just a second, but let's run down the final numbers for the Buffaloes before we do that. And we will start with Gabe Hubbard. He had a nice game off the bench tonight with 8 points, hit a couple of threes. Zach Crowley was the game-high scorer with 14 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. Bailey Schottifer had 1 rebound. Jake Fields had a rebound. Zach Johnson, 7 points and a rebound. Nick Crowley, 13 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Nick Mostick, 2 points. Sean Smith, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Jake Bartling, 10 points, a rebound, and 2 blocks. And Tyrone Hubbard, 2 points and a rebound. 4 rebounds in the first half, and once you go look at the tape, you can tell me if I was off on that. But that always seems strange when it's that low, but there were reasons for that. 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting 1 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting Elm Creek was 3 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 7 in the 2 of 8, excuse me, in the second half. 3-point shooting 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers 11 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Elm Creek had 30 points at halftime, 28 more in the second half, pretty balanced. 58 points, 20 rebounds. 5 out of 8 at the free throw line, 5 of 15 from 3-point land. 7 block shots and 19 turnovers as Elm Creek is now 10-7 with a 58-30 win over Loomis, and they will play Axtell Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Viero Event Center on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And it looks like we have A couple of finals coming in. Overton was leading. Wilcox Hildreth the winner and Axtell the winner, but Coach Tanner Cavity joins us. And Coach, the kids went out, and there was a couple of dry spells in the first half, but once they kind of got things going midway through the second quarter, it looked like they shook the rust off from the previous game that you were concerned about earlier tonight.
Yeah, I really was. I'm really proud of my kids. You know, we had a real heartbreaking game against Overton, and we didn't play well by any means, Doug. You know, 19 turnovers, we're averaging like 12 or 13 for the year. But in the same instance, you know, it's about moving on right now, and it's about just, you know, doing what you got to do to win, like, you know, we've been telling the kids. And for that instance, I'm proud of them, you know. And you know how young kids are. Sometimes it's hard to let go of things. And, you know, we haven't, you know, Elm Creek traditionally hasn't had a lot of basketball success. So we're trying to build upon some of the success we've had the last two, 3 years, and hopefully build upon that.
I joked a little bit about the few turnovers. Well, a couple of reasons there is your kids were able to get block shots without fouling in the first half, and you just forced Loomis into a ton of turnovers. You may have had some, but they had a lot more.
Yeah, you know, we really want to do a good job of pressuring the ball. We want to do a good job on Sundquist, keeping him out of the middle of the 3 second area. You know, he's their best player, and he's the kid that we really were concerned about. And then, you know, checking off, I thought we didn't do a very good job of that either, Doug. But we did a good job with Sundquist. I don't know how many points he had. I'm thinking 6 to 8-ish, some, oh, 11, okay. And, but, you know, they were all contested shots other than maybe one or two. We got out on some of their shooters. We did a pretty good job with that. And we try, with a lot of our defense, we try to get people out of what they do as much as we can. And I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job with that.
You can now go into the next game with Axtell, and I guess any time when the kids see that there's an upset before that, already they're thinking 2 games down the road. We talked about it. The thing about having Overton the last game out is that there is immediate motivation with Overton being the number one seed and you being the number two seed, that there is a great chance you could play them twice in a week. But let's get through Axtell first. They've now won 4 in a row.
Yep, and the only thing we're worried about right now, Doug, is Axtell. That's the only thing we're worried about. They played, I thought, really well tonight. I thought they played inspired. I think Amherst beat them earlier this year by like 20-some. And they did a really good job defensively, I thought. They did a really good job of keeping in front of their people. So they've gotten better, and the only thing we're worried about right now is Axtell.
Did you see anything tonight that was different about them than when you played them a couple of weeks ago?
Some of their personnel, and maybe that was just Amherst. I know Amherst runs a lot of guard-type fronts with their offense. And the personnel was a little bit different. Of course, we're not Amherst. We got a couple kids down low that can do some things. And, you know, as far as personnel goes, I think they'll have to play a couple of big kids a little bit more. But if they don't, they don't. We'll try to take advantage of it. But like I said, the only thing we're worried about is Axtell. We're happy to be going back to Vero. It's an awesome place to play. We're very fortunate as a conference to play there. And, you know, we're excited to keep playing.
Well, you echoed the exact words that Coach Klepper told me, too. He goes, yes, we had some different personnel out there tonight, and it will probably be different against Elm Creek. I want to let you go with this because I haven't seen you guys as much this year as I normally would, but Zach and Nick, it seemed like one would make one, so it was up to the other one to follow suit, and they are a great 1-2 guard combination.
Yeah, they are. Their personalities are completely the same, or completely different. I think if I make Zach mad, he might punch me in the face, and if I make Nick mad, his eyes go down a little bit. So, but they're both outstanding basketball players. They're both outstanding athletes. I'm very fortunate to coach both of them. They do a lot for us. They do a heck of a lot for us. And we're going to expect a lot from them, along with everybody else. You know, I thought Gabe Hubbard, you know, other than a couple bad turnovers, played really, really, really well. Zach Johnson did a pretty good job of controlling what we were trying to do. And Jake's a low down low. So, you know, we're happy to move on, and we're excited to play on Friday.
All right, big venue, Friday night semifinals, and Tanner, congratulations on the win. We'll see you again.
Appreciate it, Doug.
Take care. Tanner Cavity, boys basketball coach here at Elm Creek. They win it tonight 58-33 over Loomis, or 58-30 over Loomis, and we'll wrap it up after this timeout.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Well, another competitive night of basketball here, and we did have one upset with Axtell getting the 42-39 win over Amherst. 13 points for Brant Runge, 10 points, 8 rebounds for Jordan Miller, 7-7 for Cody Nickel, Connor Wells, 9 rebounds in the ball game. Austin Chen had 9 points to lead Amherst. And again, Elm Creek wins this one 58-30. 14 from Zach Crowley, 13 from Nick Crowley, 10 from Jake Bartling. On the other side, Shane Sundquist, 11, and Matt Gray, 10 for Loomis. Wilcox Hildreth, a 60-48 winner tonight over Elwood. And Pleasanton has picked up a 59-41 victory over Overton. Boy, I better make sure I get that right. Overton, who we said was ahead all night. Overton beats Pleasanton tonight by a score of 59-41. One other interesting score that we've just come across. In the Loup Platte Conference tonight, Loup City stuns Ravenna, and not by beating them, but by beating them by 20, 61-41. Loup City over Ravenna tonight. And so Loup City will advance on and most likely play Adams Central, who was a 70, and now that's a final, 70-37 over Ord tonight. Adams Central picks up the win. Let's see if there was any other games, conference tournament tonight. Gibbon edges Donovan Trumbull 48-45, so it'll be Gibbon and Kearney Catholic at 6 o'clock Thursday night at Wood River here on Classic Hits 98.9, and it'll be Loup City and Adams Central at 8 o'clock. The girls' semifinals will be on Friday coming up this week here on Classic Hits 98.9. So a lot of basketball going on, and we're glad to have it all for you. The semifinals, Thursday, girls, Friday, boys, and the championship Saturday, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, are at the Fierro Event Center and can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Girls Loup Platte Conference, Centura beat St. Paul tonight 47-36. Ravenna beat Loup City 44-24. Kearney Catholic beat Ord by a score of 69-21. And Wood River comes alive and beats Adams Central 58-34. For the Loup Platte girls this year play on Friday, the boys on Thursday, and of course the finals on Saturday, all from Wood River here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Want to thank all the folks here, including the athletic department at Elm Creek and the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, get your game on now at Misco's. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Again, the finals tonight, Axtell 42, Amherst 39, and Elm Creek 58, Loomis 30. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio. Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality.